This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 61. I used to ride my bike to school by myself in the fourth grade. It was a time of prosperity and happiness and leisure. And there was little to no fear of attack or being a victim of crime. To experience crime, you had to go to the other side of the track, so to speak. The last time I saw a time like that was in the 90s. The 90s are a pretty good decade as well. Jake Vander Ark wrote a book called The Accidental Siren. In it, he goes, 94 was a good year to be 12. Star Wars still had two more years as box office king. Cartoons were still hand-drawn, and the Disney D still looked like a backwards G. Words like Columbine and Al-Qaeda and Y2K were not synonymous with terror. 911 was an emergency number instead of a date. And at 12 years old, summer still mattered. Monarch caterpillars still crawled beneath every milkweed leaf. Dandelions, or wishes, were flowers instead of pests. And divorce was still considered a tragedy. At my age in the 60s and 70s, all the way up into the 90s, you could grow up and play outside unattended. Seeing a transient on a street corner was a rarity, and I did not meet someone that was high on drugs till I was probably 16 or 17 years old. And then that was not somebody I actually met, it's just somebody I saw. And then, you know, if you'll indulge me with one more quote, there's a quote from Steinbeck in his novel East of Eden. In a small town where everybody knows everyone, it is almost impossible to believe that one of your acquaintances could murder anyone. And for that reason, if the signs are not pretty strong in a particular direction, it must be some dark stranger. Some wanderer from the outside world where such things happen. And this version of America is swiftly flying off the cliff. Our cities are now overrun with strangers from the outside world. Can you imagine what it's like to live in Los Angeles? And if you're in Los Angeles, listen to this. You know what I'm talking about. You're overrun with the criminally insane. Rapes, murders, and assaults are everyday occurrences. Now, if I just drive down the street, I'll see a number of people high on drugs just sprung out, just walking around. And I don't see that much violence, but there's plenty of violence, you know, to go around. When I was a kid in Columbia, South Carolina, in 68, of course, we had both the Kennedy assassination and Martin Luther King's assassination. And supposedly there was a lot of stuff going on that I never saw as a child. And yet today in Columbia, South Carolina, the very picturesque area of something called Five Points, which is it's a little area where five roads converge. You know, you can get that picture in your mind. It has Five Points itself is a little shopping area with old original architecture. And during the day, everybody's there. And during the night, everybody leaves because gangs of armed youth will be prowling around. Nobody that works there or owns any of the shops there wants to be there after sundown. But that never happened when I was a kid. Crime across America has been spiking, with violent crime reaching numbers unheard of. According to FBI data, murders increased 30% in the last few years. And if there's ever been a reason to carry a gun, this is it. New York, with a 40% increase in violent crime, and in L.A., for example, The index is 29.1. The U.S. average is 22.7. And Americans are scared, and sales of self-defense tools are surging. The manufacturer Axon said that stun gun sales increased by 300% last year. YouTube is filled with videos of new self-defense less than lethal air guns that shoot pepper balls and steel and rubber bullets. Humorex, one of the manufacturers, I've interviewed some of the people from Humorex before, is out of stock of almost all of its self-defense air guns, and Amazon can't keep them in stock fast enough. It saddens me to see how bad things have gotten so fast. Every now and again, somebody will make a mistake. Like one time I was outside of a DMV, and I found myself being cased by somebody who was looking at my big, I wear a big Casio Mutter watch. And he was eyeing that. Now, I didn't actually have to go inside the DMV, so I was carrying a gun. So I just let him and me, I let him look me in the eye. But that didn't used to be that way. It used to be, even as a younger man, I used to go places without any fear. I know people who have had to stop shopping at certain stores due to the high numbers of criminals and drug addicts hanging around. This is why I carry a weapon. But a lot of people nowadays, they haven't made that crossover yet, so they want to carry something else. So they'll go out and purchase a stun gun. Now, in places like New York and in L.A., where the crime is really surging, nearly 10% higher than the national average, they're still making it almost impossible to get a permit to carry a gun. And in the interim, while you can't carry a weapon in some parts of the country, or it's very hard to carry a weapon, at the same time, they're releasing more and more criminals from the prison system, and the woke DAs across the nation refuse to prosecute offenders. You know, they're trying to recall George Gascon in Los Angeles. They've already recalled Chase Bodine in San Francisco. But what of these violent offenders that is out there in this generation right now that are still out there today? Has the damage been done? Can we go back to what it used to be? I miss that America of my younger years. I miss the part where I would walk around not thinking that I need to carry a gun. I would probably still carry one, even in that atmosphere. But now the likelihood that I may ever have to use one and actually pull the trigger, I have pulled a gun twice. On transients, you might say. And that was when I was in my upper 30s. So the days of me being able to, those days are behind me. But I miss that, where you could walk around and feel safe. It seems like those days are really sort of long gone, which is sort of distressing to think about. In the next segment, I'm going to read you a little excerpt from a book, but that's all beside the point. The times of our lives, as you will say, we've really gone downhill. We now exist we're either on the fringes of the violence or we're in the middle of the violence. Now, in the middle of the country, we're on the fringes, but the left, well, they're all about the attack, but we'll talk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In 1709, a guy that was actually a clerk, I believe, within the Japanese hierarchy, he started gathering from discussions he would have with the various samurai what he would call the hagakure, or the wisdom of the samurai. He started compiling it in 1709, and one of the things he got was this. It is said that is what is called the spirit of an age is something to which one cannot return. That the spirit gradually dissipates is due to the world's coming to an end. In the same way, a single year does not have just spring or summer. A single day, too, is the same. And for this reason, although one would like to change today's world back to the spirit of 100 years or more ago, it cannot be done. Thus, it is important to make the best out of every generation. And for the generations, Generation Z? Wow. Segwaying a little bit. This past week, Project Veritas published a leaked internal FBI document in which the FBI sets out the hallmarks of suspected militia violent extremists. And this is in Joe Biden's America. These indications significantly overlap with broadly held long-standing conservative values. And they reprinted the two-page document. It has the following headline: Unclassified Law Enforcement Sensitive Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide. So they have put together a glossary of words and symbols that are associated with militia violent extremism, or MVE. A common symbol to MVE is 2A for Second Amendment, above the silhouette of a pistol. Now, the FBI handouts helpfully explains that MVEs justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to the mention of a well-regulated militia, as well as to the right to bear arms. In the section entitled Commonly References Historical Imagery or Quotes, we're told that the following are symbols of military violence: the Gadsden flag, the Revolutionary War imagery, the Liberty Tree, and the Betsy Ross flag. All, by the way, standard historic tropes that have been proudly shown in America for 250 years. Also, if you care about Ashley Babbitt, that's a sign that a person is a potential militia violent extremist. Oh, you violent extremist, you. Now, it's true that just as the devil can cite scripture for his purpose, people intent upon evil can drape themselves in the very symbols of American liberty. But this FBI cheat sheet seems to be going the extra mile to turn traditional American icons out there into symbols of evil. Thus, in terms of identifying potentially violent militia groups and members, they have focused solely on images tied tightly to one group or another. And most extremist groups, whether left or right, have created logos unique to their organization. I have a logo. I wonder if I'm on the list. If I'm not, I want to be. But instead of doing that, though, they chose to focus on traditional American images like the Betsy Ross flag and Liberty Tree that have been embraced by hundreds of millions of Americans over the centuries and are revered as symbols of liberty to the present day. But according to the FBI, according to the Ephraim Zimbalist Juniors out there, they must be interpreted according to the tiny minority of people who incline to violence. They also have an intent upon criminalizing support for the Second Amendment, the only right so important that it got an amendment all to itself. He would also have us believe that only violent extremists are troubled by the fact that a Capitol Police officer murdered a woman in cold blood without getting so much as a black mark on his record. Now, think about it. On the one hand, the Biden government is aggressively normalizing so-called transgenderism, sexually grooming children, erasing borders, pretending we can change the Earth's climate, and dividing people by race. And on the other hand, they're equally aggressively criminalizing the ideas and icons of America since its inception. Does this trouble you? Should trouble you? Now, understand one thing really well, and I talked about this on Lock and Load this past week, because August is the... It was 30 years ago this month that the Randy Weaver incident took place. And the way they did what they did, and the way they did Waco, and the way they do everything else within law enforcement, is they do that by overwhelming force in the face of what they face. However, overwhelming force is not something that is sustainable within law enforcement. And let me explain that to you. Law enforcement, generally, when they go out on an operation, they do not have a logistical trains behind them because they don't intend to be there for days, months, or weeks, or whatever. They don't intend to do that. They expect that they're going to do this in really, really tight space. And the FBI itself, with certain things that they're doing nowadays, in order to actually get anywhere, they're actually having to involve local law enforcement. So, while what happened with Weavers, and what happens in a lot of cases where they, but I mean, the one standout, of course, is the Bundy Ranch. Because they tried to roll in there with a overwhelming force, and then very quickly a matching force got in place. And that, if things had gone sideways in at the Bundy Ranch, the Bundy Ranch would have been like a hub where a lot of people would have gone if the government started trying to kill people. There were already a lot of people there. A lot of very serious pipe hitters were there. At the very least, a match to whatever the government might throw at them. In some cases, they really tipped the scales in favor of the people that were there to defend the Bundy Ranch. And, you know, whether Bundy was, was right or wrong is immaterial. It's the way they were doing things that was the problem. So when we get out there and we look at these things and we see that the FBI is doing this and the FBI is doing that, just realize this. You're going to have to vote for people that are going to clear them out. You're going to have to vote for politicians, and you're going to have to tell, and the politicians need to know if they don't already know. When they start trying to go after the deep state will come after them, and they'll hack computers and do a bunch of other things, and it may get very ugly. And that's when you need to look to your constituents. That's when they should look to us, because we could be quite helpful with that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittney Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with a reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're going to raise taxes, they're going to spend money, and they're going to grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. The Dow ending the week on an up note at the closing bell, gaining 76 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. Gun owners in America are about to become pressed, I think. Not by the government, but just out of obligation of what could possibly happen. One of the reasons that we have been the preeminent superpower since World War II is the size, strength, and advanced capability of our military. Since 1776, citizens have become soldiers, and they've gone in harm's way to protect America from enemies, foreign and domestic. Young men and women from all walks of life have historically joined our armed forces out of a sense of duty and honor and responsibility and love of country. And that's all changing, but not for the better. Things have changed in the United States. The number of young men and women qualified for military service is rapidly declining due to factors like obesity, drug use, and criminal records. Too many young people in the enlistment pool are not fit to serve, and then those who are qualified to serve are increasingly unwilling to do so. We have come to a point in our history where we can no longer field a sufficiently sized military. And this is a tragic consequence of poor leadership and woke policies. President Joe Biden, Pentagon incompetence, elitists who rule the Democrat Party, Marxist college professors, and leftist ideologues who control the public schools. That's where the pool comes from, public school and college. And we're reaping what they have sown. The Pentagon, the White House, and Congress concede that there are now recruiting and retention shortfalls in all branches of our military. Right now, there's a reduction in enlistments between 21 and 28,000 people. Projections for 2023 are even worse. Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr of the Heritage Foundation claims signing up new recruits has not been this difficult since the end of the Vietnam War. And he's questioning whether our all-volunteer military can remain viable. So what he's saying is that it may be necessary to reinstitute a draft. But that's just the subtext. The problem of enlistment and retention shortfalls is getting worse because leaders in the White House and Congress and the Pentagon refuse to acknowledge the cause of the problem. They claim the current sharp declines in enlistments and retention in all branches is because of a bustling post-COVID economy in which young people can easily find well-paying civilian jobs. I enlisted in the 80s. That was the stupidest time to enlist ever. Ever. The 80s were busting. So, that's not the reason. It's not the root cause of the shortfall in reenlistments and new military ascensions. The pool of candidates is not declining because of well-paying civilian jobs. It's waning because too many young Americans are fat, drugged-up criminals who were raised in a woke environment where helicopter parents and pandering teachers gave them everything they wanted, neglecting what they needed most, which was responsibility, accountability, and self-discipline. Now, the reason so few qualified young people in the eligibility pool choose to serve has less to do with civilian job availability than with the 12 years of anti-America Marxist indoctrination they received in public schools. Why would anyone taught since kindergarten to hate America want to serve in the military? Why would anyone who idolizes professional athletes for kneeling during our national anthem want to serve in a military uniform? Why would combat veterans reenlist when forced to accept a steady diet of politically correct tripe that runs counter to their personal value on transgenderism or critical race theory and the LGBTQ agenda? Who wants to serve under a commander-in-chief like Joe Biden, who abandoned American troops and allies on the battlefield in Afghanistan? Finally, who wants to serve under a president who, at a time when all branches are struggling to meet enlistment and retention goals, is dumb enough to terminate tens of thousands of military personnel for failing to take a vaccination they don't want? What about the weeding out of all of the extremists? If you've never existed in the military culture is full of swagger. It's full of alpha males and alpha females, for that matter. Everybody there is fit to fight. Everybody there is going to go all the way. Everybody there is combat ready. They're always striving to stay combat ready. If they get hurt and they can't be combat ready, they are clamoring to get back in position. And you can be knocked out of being combat ready for a cavity. And when that happens, you're running to the dental clinic to get it pulled, get it drilled, get something due to it. I need to be deployable. So of course, these people, these individuals that you take and you put them in a place and you give them the same uniform and you give them the same mission, and then they become cohesive and they coalesce and all this other stuff. When you get out there and you take their focus off of what they have volunteered to do into something else that has nothing at all whatsoever to do with their mission, then what are they to think? What are they to think if they, you know, too many times, even when the military was at its best, and, I do believe that the military should be controlled by the civilian chain of command, no doubt about it, but I mean, they'll set things up like during Vietnam, they would set up a ceasefire on Christmas, which is great on paper, unless you're out there doing a search and rescue mission. and you're flying over and you got the guy on the radio and the Kong are coming in on him. This happened many times in Vietnam. The Vietnamese or the NVA or whatever, they'd be closing in on some pilot who was pleading with them to come down and drop the little thing and pull him up and everything else. And then the deadline would hit and they would have to pull away and leave him. And is that kind of thing that happens, that, you know, that kind of order, if you will, that is given, that you sit back and you just wonder, what is it about? Why did I train to bring my buddy back if I can't bring my buddy back? And that was when it was good. But the mission was the all-important thing. And now the mission is not the all-important thing. Now it's about, do you believe a man can have a baby? And I'll tell you why the armed forces exist. They exist to deter war. And if they have to go to war, they exist to break things. They exist to blow things up. And they exist to kill people. And of late, since the Civil War, we've managed to do that on other shores. Which, you know, some people just don't get the impact of that sometimes. They don't understand what that means. But go take a look at, go look at pictures of the Ukraine in 2019 versus now. Pre-invasion versus now. Ukraine was busting. They were just busting loose. I mean, they were ascending. And now they're a shambles. They are in a shambles. And, of course, that has fallen by the wayside. Nobody hears too much about that right now. We get to see the president of Zelensky from time to time, or the wife of the president from time to time. But the military does not exist to be a social experiment. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Coming in, oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I get to finally go back down the road and get my back cracked. My guy came back from Alaska. Thank you very much. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Did you ever look at a person serving in Congress and go, what kind of moron ran against them that lost to this guy? You ever think about that? Because I look at a lot of the people in political office today as morons. What was the alternative in New York to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? What was the alternative to her? Who was worse than her? In a deep blue district, how was she the best one out there? What about Eric Swalwell, you know, Fang Fang's, boy toy? Was his opponent a literal cannibal promising to consume children if elected? Now, I hate to put it to you this way, Democrats, but if you set out to elect some of the dumbest creatures to ever walk upright on the planet, you couldn't do much better than what you have currently have serving in the Congress and the White House. I mean, I have a hard enough time to scratch my head about some Republicans, but I know most of the Republicans, their problem is narcissism and a lot of egomania. However, most of them, while they look at these things as a game that they can play and, you know, like three-dimensional chess, let me show you my superior IQ. The Democrats are just evil and dumb. And there's no good answer as to how they came, you know, how they got into power, at least not one that covers everybody. There are, after all, a lot of really dumb Democrats in office, like, what was it, guys? Hank, can't remember his name. The guy who thought Guam would capsize if you put all the Marines on one corner of it. You have to ascribe some of it to identity politics, which is the polite way of saying racism. But the rest of it has to be tied to people's desires to be pandered and lied to. A fish swallows a hook because it wants the worm. And dumb people see the pandering the way a fish sees that worm. And there have always been and will always be dumb people in the world. But you don't give them power the way the Democrats have. You hold them off with promises and distract them with shiny objects because they're stupid. Democrats have run out of smart people to convince anymore. The emperor has no clothes. Or more accurately, the president has no brain cells. And thanks to them and their idea that Joe Biden actually got 81 million votes, although they know he didn't get 81 million votes, but they've convinced themselves that was true. They're out there right now today showing us who and what they are, and people are seeing what the party has become. And the best and perhaps only good thing to come out of COVID is that parents began to pay attention to what their kids were learning in school. Not their lesson plans, which good parents always paid attention to, but the stuff in between, the parts where gender is allegedly a mystery and fluid, where sexuality is more important than math, and a new gender is born every 20 minutes, and bird can be a pronoun. If you wonder how there are so many idiots out there electing Democrats, all you have to do is notice that we have a publicly funded factory churning out morons through a painstaking 13-year process of indoctrination. And COVID pulled that curtain back for the first time. And now they're looking at everything through fresh eyes. And Joe Biden's his stuff is being rejected by the public. Republicans need to smear that disgust for Biden over all Democrats since they're all of the same mind. And November will right the ship of state. But even if we take the House and even if we take the Senate, we will still be inundated with idiots, only this time in the minority. Rashida Tlaib is going to win another 2 years, as will Cori Bush. These are two people who need to wear slip-on shoes because learning to tie a bow is a bridge too far for their mental midget abilities. Jamie Raskin isn't going anywhere, him representing a district in a state so gerrymandered that the map Democrats created looked like someone sneezed on a wet Rorschach test. It was so bad in Maryland, a leftist judge tossed it out. And yet, despite everything, despite even themselves, the Democrats will remain a force no matter what happens in the election. And enough dumb people will be sending leftists to Washington because people who live in absolute pits of despair, Chicago's South Side, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis, where the economy only works for Democrat power brokers and their politicians they enable, they will vote for the same people who cause their economic problem under the guise of the other side is worse. And I say this with as much rough love as I can muster here, and I'm really having to hold myself back on this one. You have to be stupid to believe Republicans could be worse than what Democrats are in those communities. If you try to destroy these cities, aside from literally bombing them from the air, it is hard to think of what you could do differently to make them worse than what the Democrats have in the name of helping people. You can't help people who won't help themselves. And there must come a point in which you have to stop trying. If these cities keep electing horrible, corrupt politicians or straight-up morons, they are going to have to deal with the consequences. You can't convince someone to change their long-held political belief. You just have to let them marinate in the fallout and hope that the light goes off in their head, or on in their head, rather. In the meantime, we have to go where we can win, and we have to focus on winning the races that are winnable and focus on the Senate. There's a lot of tough races there, but winning them will make all the difference. But there are a lot of idiots in politics, and yes, a few of them are Republicans, too. We can worry about dealing with them once we vanquish the horde of them on the left, but the real way to keep idiots out of politics is to destroy the education system that produces so many of them in the first place. Going back to the military, which is, the recipient of these educated idiots. One of the things they have there is called DEI. This is called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, which detracts and distracts from building proficiency at killing people and breaking things. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has testified to the department's focus on DEI. He pointed a new senior advisor on the issue. The Navy has been in the news for releasing a training video on the proper use of sexual identity pronouns. The Army released a controversial animated recruiting ad that features a woman growing up with two mothers seeking her own adventures. The Marines issued a statement supporting Gay Pride Month that featured a helmet adorned with bullets painted in colors of a gay pride flag. And the Air Force stood up for its first ever office for DEI in February 2021. There are credible reports of critical race theory being taught uncritically at West Point. And because a handful of the January 6th riot participants were veterans, Austin ordered a stand down for the armed forces to purge white supremacists from the ranks. And where that connection came from is a mystery to me. None of this contributes to the reasons for having an armed force. A more compelling issue would be the relationship of the warriors to the society. I spent 7 years as a soldier. We're different from the rest of you. We can seem normal. We can work in an office and live in your neighborhood and send our kids to the same school and have a mortgage and walk our dogs. But a soldier's ultimate duty is to conduct violence at the risk of life and limb. And the nature of what we have to do well requires some separation from society. And we get to practice using the tools you provide us. We need to shoot rifles and machine guns and howitzers and tanks. Bombers need to practice dropping bombs. Fighters need dedicated airspace to practice aerial combat. Fighters based on aircraft carriers need to take off and land on the carriers. So the question becomes, how much separation is healthy? Is it better for us to have a stake in the society we defend or to be hired guns? My answer would be that it would be better for warriors to participate in society so they are defending their own society. And that would affect policy questions like the draft and military compensation. There's not a perfect answer to maintain the balance between proficiency and connection to society, but a society needs to keep the issue under review. In World War II, 10% of the population was under arms. The entire society was involved in the war effort. The connection between the military and the society at large was solid because the decision to fight the Vietnam War without calling it reserves, about 2% of the population was under arms. See what I mean? All right. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. I will talk to you next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.